what's up? This is Chad Gray from Hell Yeah. You're listening to The Rock Station, T95. Come on.
Hey, Chad, you're on with Meatball.
Hey, Chad Gray. What's going on, man?
Eating some popcorn. Meatballs and popcorn.
That sounds like a good afternoon snack. I'm down with that.
Yep.
What's going on, man? How was the show out in Vegas the other night?
Fantastic.
Was it?
It's all our heavy metal family. Sold out. Nuts to butts. Crazy. Amazing.
I can imagine the star power in the room was pretty big that day.
Yeah, it was great. You asked me a month before, I would have told you I was going to be paralyzed that day, but I had a calmness about me. That night, we were definitely a seven-piece. You know, Vinny and Dime were there for sure, and it felt really good.
That's awesome.
Get back on stage.
That's awesome. Well, kind of a kickoff for you guys, a very special tour coming up with Hell Yeah. You've got a stop in Wichita August 13th. This is going to be your first tour without Vinnie Paul. Like you said, back up on stage for the first time. I love, though, what you're doing with this. It's not a farewell tour to Vinnie. You guys are doing a celebration of life with this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Vinnie was a great teacher. He taught me many things, man. He taught me how to be a better human being. He taught me humility, and he taught us all how to carry the torch and carry on a legacy with his brother. And we were all huge Dime fans, and that was our mission statement. You know what I mean? That was our goal, was to always keep Dime's name alive. And, you know, now that we've, you know, lost Vinny and Body, we're going to, you know, we were taught by the master how to do this, and that's our goal. Our mission now is to fly the flag for Vinny and Dime both. There were huge inspirations in my life. There were huge inspirations in so many people's lives. And, that's our main focus, to celebrate his great memories and all the wonderful things that he left behind for us that are timeless.
We were really excited when you guys announced the tour, because one, that means that Hell Yeah is going back out and we get to see you guys live again. And then when you guys announced that Roy Mayorga from Stone Sour was going to step into play, obviously a really good friend of yours and Vinny's, how did you come to that decision to pick up Roy?
Roy was at the top of a very short list, and like we knew one thing, nobody was going to climb on that throne and that didn't love and respect Vinny, and that Vinny didn't love and respect. We knew he had that.
Good.
You know, and I talked to Roy, you know, like in the very beginning, I'm like, look, bro. I was like, you can't replace the irreplaceable. We're not asking you to. What we're asking you to do is come in, do your part, and help us carry Vinny's torch, fly Vinny's flag, and carry on not only Vinny's legacy, but the Hell Yeah legacy. Hell Yeah was Vinny's life. He loved it.
I feel like Roy's a really good fit for you guys, too. Very similar, maybe not similar styles, I guess, but he definitely embodies that same thing that Vinny Paul had about working hard in the industry, in the metal industry.
Oh, absolutely. He's beyond. He practiced 6 hours a day for a month and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, insane. He ran through, you know, we gave him a set list. I think there were 17 or 18 songs on it. And he played through those, like, he played through that set 4 or 5 times every day.
Oh, that's awesome. You
know? So he's incredible. He's an incredible drummer.
So,
over the top, and he's an amazing human being.
So the new album, Welcome Home, comes out September 27th. This was almost completely done. Like, Vinny finished his parts for this record, right?
Oh, yeah. All the drums were done.
How far along were the rest of you in that album process?
Everybody else was pretty much done. There was, like, some overdubs and stuff and leads and shit like that had to be done.
Right.
But after I had written 4 songs. I just finished the 4th song about 15 minutes before I got the call.
Wow.
So obviously we just absolutely just devastated. And, you know, the next day I woke up and I was sitting here on my bed and I was talking to Vinny, just like I was talking to you right now.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking to you right now. And I just said, brother, I could be so easy for me to just open my hand and walk away from this. But I love you. I respect you, and this is your final music, and I don't know how in the hell I'm going to do it, but I'm going to finish this record, you know, and I had 6 songs left to write. So it kind of broke out, went home for about 4 days, went to the services. I came home for about 4 days after the service, absolutely destroyed, and went back in the studio. Kyle went home, Tom went home, Brady went home, everybody went home, and I went back in the studio. It was just me and Kevin Churko. Thank God for Kevin and his patience. Cause it was hard. It was hard because I mean, I was I started rolling, you know, I was four songs in, and then all that shit happened, and I, like, which not slowed my roll, the world stopped spinning on its axis and fell off. I mean, it was just destructive. And then, you know, so I went back in and I just started going again. And you know, next song, you know, you get one done and then you move on to the next one, and you get another one done, and you move on to the next one. You're just like, just, you know, you're just losing your mind, you know, because it was so tough. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. And the burden that I was shouldering was so heavy. Because I knew it was his final music. So I was second, third, fourth, fifth guessing everything I did.
Right.
You know, it was very, very hard to do. And, I mean, it was brutal. Yeah. But I just wanted to do the best I could for him. He was my muse. He was my fire. He, like I said, the burden that I was shouldering was so heavy. And I remember looking at Kevin and going, this is so insane. Like, I feel like the weight of the world is on my back. I was like, but bro, for whatever reason, I feel like it should be heavier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it hit me that it should be heavier. And I was like, which lets me know that him and Dime are lifting just enough weight off me to keep me from crumbling under myself, but keeping enough pressure on me
right
to get me to finish.
I feel like you're definitely living up to that expectation, because so far we've gotten 333, and then the track today came out, Welcome Home. And I got to tell you, like, two of my favorite tracks from Hell Yeah, period.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thanks
yeah. Welcome Home in particular is kind of cool because it has this, like, kind of crescendo, this build throughout the entire song that really, it's got this great release at the end that I was really happy to feel.
Yeah. No, it's there's a lot of emotion. It's weird because, you know, anybody that would listen to that song, the emotion of that song, kind of the vibe of that song or whatever, you ask 99 out of 100 people, 99 people would say, oh, this was written post Vinny's death.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually written before. That was the first song we wrote on this album.
Oh, wow.
Vinny heard that song 2 million times. I mean, he loved that song. So it has this emotion of, like, why my feelings have lost, like, a welcome home, because of the last line mentioned in there, or whatever, you would think it was a direct reference to losing Vinny. But what? I mean, it didn't, you know, Vinny heard that song. It's not a post-Vinny.
Right.
Post-Vinny's passing song. It was the first song we wrote.
That's
kind of
awesome.
Set the stage and set the precedent for, you know, the album to come.
Right. Well, Welcome Home, the album coming out September 27th, title track and video. We've got them up now, t95.com. And August 13th, man, we're going to be celebrating the life of Vinny Paul with Hell Yeah at the Cotillion. Cannot wait to see you guys here in Wichita again.
Oh, man, we can't wait to go there. Last time I was there, some barbecue dude brought in some burn-ins, and they were insane.
Really?
If you guys can get that barbecue guy there again, that'd be amazing.
All right, we'll chat in just a second, and I'll see if I can track down this guy for you.
Okay, cool.
Chad Gray of Hell Yeah, thank you so much, man.
Thank you very much. Hey, what's up? This is Chad Gray from Hell Yeah, P95. Thank you guys so much for kicking so much ass for 40 years. Happy birthday. Keep it going. Keep on keeping on.